Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, I'm afraid already, man. It just fucking just flies by. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also something I can't see up there. And it's the 21st day of December 2022. And it's Wednesday. That's good enough. I'm your host, Henry Shively. Well, we just got 12:04 Pacific time. And I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's a little warmer. I mean, it was supposed to rain last night. It didn't rain none, but then it was supposed to snow. It didn't snow none, but maybe. I mean, I don't like the way it's warming up. I mean, it should be getting colder, but it's plenty ass cold before that. I wouldn't try to predict the weather. It depends on what they fucking decide they're going to do, how they're going to move the fucking systems around, where the water's going to fucking fall on the ground at, where the snow's going to fall on the ground at. It's all predetermined. They have admitted they can control the weather. They have international treaties, so they can't use it as a weapon on one another. Like that means anything. They all shit through the same hole. They're all the same fucking people. Anyways, let's see what we got here. Zelensky headed to Washington for, quote, weapons, and more weapons. And we're going to have some fun with Zelensky. Oh, gosh. Man, it's just wonderful. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Zelensky headed to Washington for, quote, weapons, and more weapons. This is from Anti-War Center by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Biden confirmed on Wednesday that Ukrainian President, I love this, Volodymyr Zelensky is on his way to Washington for his first foreign trip since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th. Whatever you fucking say. I mean, this invalid fucking bullshit fucking, they have this little conversation about misinformation, disinformation, is because they took away the goddamn law that said you couldn't use fucking, disinformation or propaganda on the people. That's where it got in. It was the government that did it. It's just like, the rest of this shit. The MS-13 gamers, oh, they're over here hacking the hell out of people. How the fuck did they get here? I didn't let them in. I didn't want them in. The majority of the American people did not want them in. But here they fucking are. And now you're going to have to give up your gun so that this guy with the machete can, what? I'm not getting this. I'm really not. Boom. You're too stupid to live. First foreign trip since Russia invaded. Yeah, we don't know that. You just old propaganda think you just write something down on a fucking piece of paper and anybody's going to believe. Nobody believes you people no more. No fucking body. The people that go along with you are your fucking comrades in fucking treason. Plain and simple. Everybody else knows that, fuck, this is bullshit. And we're not going to go along with it. Okay. Goddamn names you can't even pronounce. This is Biden's fucking buddy and Zelensky's advisor. He's an advisor to Zelensky. But I mean, this is where we're fucking around. I mean, Ukraine, fuck Ukraine. And with the names like that, we don't know these fucking people. We don't know them shit. But they're taken from us people. And they're taking it from fucking through fraud, through fucking goddamn strong arm fucking robbery. That's all you can fucking call it. An advisor to Zelensky said the Ukrainian president will be seeking, quote, weapons and more weapons. He said, because we get these weapons and we sell them on the black market, then we sit down there in Minsk and fucking, cut up the cash with all the rest of the international corporate fucking mafia and laugh at your stupid fucking asses as you pull the chains out of your pocket trying to get enough gas to get home without your car sitting on the fucking side of the road. We're laughing our asses off. That's where all that money came from, people. And now they got gas, I think, here came down like $3.98 to go. Oh, gee, golly, it's just only $3.98. You fucking fools. You stupid asses. You shouldn't be paying it off for it. It's your fucking oil. And you're not getting any gratuities for that fucking oil. I don't care. Oh, I got leased to fucking Bob, take it up the ass fucking Mason over there. No. You can't fucking take it from us. You can't lease it. You can't do nothing with it without fucking taking jurisdictional control of it. And you can't have jurisdictional control of it unless you take each and every fucking American national through the goddamn procedural due process in the Bill of Rights and get a goddamn order from a fucking common law court, because we don't have to answer to you motherfuckers. Oh, okay, where were we? Weapons, and more weapons. He said it is important for Zelensky to, quote, personally explain why Ukraine needs certain types of weapons, in particular armored vehicles and the latest missile defense system and long-range missiles. I'm not going to try to say your fucking foreign fucking name. Shove it up your fucking ass. Zelensky's fucking asshole buddy said. Ukraine is set to receive some of the new weapons that it seeks. A senior U.S. official told Reuters that Biden is expected to announce a new $2 billion arms package for Ukraine that will include Patriot missile defense systems, for the first time. The Patriots are an advanced system that will, take 6 months to train Ukrainians how to use. Russia has reportedly warned against the United States providing Patriots, warning they will be a legitimate target for Russian forces. I mean, if this was real, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you people any of the. I don't even know if there's a fucking. I don't know what they're going. They could all just be sitting over there having fucking lunch in fucking Russia for all I know. I don't believe a fucking word these cocksuckers say. But let's say they are saying correct. Keep fucking around. You can't, get it through your heads out there, people. Get this through your fucking heads. Russia cannot be defeated. It has enough nuclear arsenal to destroy the fucking planet about 30 times fucking over. It can't be beat. So we know it can't be beat. So when they're showing this, things that would escalate the conflict, it's just so they can sell fucking weapons, man. It's for the goddamn industrial war complex that has run this fucking country since goddamn Ronald fucking Reagan. The good old boy. The one that fucking, he turns out to be a fucking Republican. Good old boy. With a fucking ranch. After being fucking busted in the 70s for fucking, by the Committee on Un-American Activities as a fucking communist. And these goddamn, I'm a Republican and I just lap this shit up because I'm too fucking stupid to even look past my own nose. And that's what you see. But I mean, all of this stuff, my point is, it's gotta be crap. It's gotta be shit. It can't be real. Russia cannot be beaten in any fucking war. They have enough warheads to fucking destroy the planet before they take a loss. And they've fucking been set on launch more than once. Because there's a bunch of goddamn fucking greedy ass pedophilic fucking fools at the top playing fucking games with us. I mean, I don't think they're going to destroy. I mean, there's too much value to it. But I do believe they're over there fucking saying, well, now we're going to have to get it. Trying to escalate. They want another Cold War. That was a money-making motherfucker for them. $5.5 billion of those days' dollars. So you're probably talking trillion. $500 trillion in today's dollars. Money making, all this shit is money making, son of a bitch. And they're sitting over there in Minsk fucking cutting up the fucking cash. I bet either Trumpy or one of his boys are over there getting their cut. All these, the Bushes, the fucking goddamn, Clintons, all these, and the Obamas, these dynasties. Are over there, they got their fucking guy over there, you know, they're splitting up the money and they're putting the fucking, you know, they want to look up your fucking ass and make you fucking, jump through fucking hoops and do backflips to exercise a right which they have zero fucking authority to do. But I mean, they're fucking taking goddamn tanks and goddamn missiles and shit. Things that can really fucking, I mean, you talk about, worrying about a goddamn AK-47 or an AR-15 and 30 rounds. How about a fucking Patriot missile? What could that motherfucker do? And they're selling them on the black market. Stuffing the fucking money in their goddamn britches. Selling them to fucking terrorists because they want complete chaos on this goddamn planet. What the people have to do is just turn those fucking weapons back around and shoot them at the son of a bitches. They want us dead. Get that through your head. They, all you people in the world that can understand what I'm saying or have this translated, they want every fucking one of us dead except for the 500 million that they choose to pedophile and serve them and clean the toe jam off in between their fucking toes with their fucking tongues to be their goddamn animals, the goyim that they've always preached about. And it's up to us to fucking rip them to pieces. We outnumber them. We let a bunch of punks fucking punk us. Let them fucking be. I mean, I keep going back to the Australian kid. Fucking let this guy, little punk, fucking use him as a punch bag. And he's just sitting there. He can take the punches because this kid, I mean, he fucking hits like a fucking girl. But then finally he snaps, man. And he grabs that motherfucker up and picks him up over his head and body slams him and breaks his fucking leg. Oh, that was terrible. He should have never resorted to violence. No, he should have sit there and just took it at. Just let him, anybody that wants to come by and beat on you. That's what they're trying to get you to do in this goddamn country. But I'll tell you what, you motherfuckers. We all ain't a bunch of fucking cunts. Some of us have fucking balls, and a lot of us have fucking balls. 40 fucking million of us have fucking balls. We'll blow your fucking ass. Asses to pieces. We'll blow you out of this goddamn country and we'll hang what's left here. You are fucking treasonous, seditious fucking animals that have violated the highest unalienable law in this fucking country. And that would be the law of December 15, 1791. Our Bill of fucking Rights, you son of a bitches, are in complete fucking goddamn violation of those laws. And they try, won't even talk about it. The highest law in this fucking land. And they won't even show, or they'll show the Declaration of Independence. See, this is when we were stealing. Because it's all meaningless. The only fucking document that has any goddamn meaning today is that fucking Bill of Rights. That is our authority. Remember, they called it the chains that bound. That is our authority to fucking stomp these motherfucking aristocrats and throw them the fuck out of here. Take everything they fucking got. If they try fucking with our goddamn rights to fucking liberty and freedom and the right to own property, which they fucking are doing it ad nauseum. Stopping people on the side of the road. Reaching up inside women's vaginas. For a search on the side of the fucking road. Are you a goddamn American or not? Putting up with this shit. But here we have Zelensky. He's coming over. He's going to address our Congress, people. That ain't our Congress. Get this through your fucking head. That's Ukraine's Congress. Because a Ukrainian can come over here and address that son of a bitch and fucking tell it, tell, I want this, I want that, I want this. Fuck you, Zelensky. You're no fucking American ass. You can't have nothing that belongs to us. Get the fuck out, you little prick. And we just fucking sit here on top with fucking goddamn, I don't know, 2 or 3 billion fucking guns, a couple trillion rounds of ammunition, just sit here. Just keep fucking taking it. I'm fucking believable. Well, let's see, where are we at here? Well, the asshole's name, I ain't gonna try to fucking say. Fuck you, you fucking Ukrainian. Get your fucking ass back to your own country where they speak your name. Said Ukraine is set to receive some of the new weapons it seeks. That was the $2 billion in arms package. The Patriots are an advanced system that will take 6 months to train Ukrainians how to use. Russia has repeatedly warned against the use of providing Patriot missiles. See, they put that there. Oh, shit. This is headed for a nuclear war. Oh, my God. Damn. Give whatever money you need. But it ain't that fucking way. It ain't that fucking way. People are not falling for this shit. Everybody is madder than a motherfucker. Everybody sees how their fucking standard of life is going down. How the goddamn fucking middle class is becoming the fucking lower class. And how many of the poor are just becoming pure fucking peasants. Without right. Just like you cocksuckers wanted in the beginning, remember? With your Confederate fucking states. The third article of Confederacy, that if you didn't own property or you were indigent, you didn't have no fucking rights. Who are you? Come here, you little, you fucking faggot with the goddamn wig on. Come tell me to my face I don't got no rights, and I'll pound you into a fucking hamburger. The gall of these motherfuckers. But they can have this kind of gall because we're a bunch of fucking pussies. Patriots warning they will be legitimate targets for Russian forces. While in Washington, Zelensky is expected to address Congress. No, he's going to address our Congress. He's going to go tell his representatives of Ukraine, which is all these motherfuckers are. This is a communist committee. It is not a Congress. It is not our Congress. It hasn't a goddamn thing to do with we, the people of this United States of America. We individual, free, sovereign American. Nothing to do with this. This is a goddamn corporation. They've ripped us off in the since 1871, or you can go back clear to the goddamn where Lincoln declared martial law. They have ripped us fucking off. They have stolen from us. They have committed crimes against our fucking law all these fucking years, and fucking they're not fucking, they went and they took Capitol Hill. Why can they? That's why they're sitting there. That Congress ain't a fucking Congress. It's a pack of fucking goddamn communist pieces of fucking dog shit, pedophilic dog shit, that are sitting there surrounded by 30,000 troops. What the fuck can't you get about that? How hard would it be? I mean, there's nothing Washington's not no fucking one good grab. You know, it's a part of Maryland. But fucking how, what would it take to take 30,000 troops out? It's just like I talk about Davos, Switzerland. You know, 3 fucking jets with goddamn napalm would end all the world's problems right fucking there in 1 fucking shot. These fuckers need to be hunted. They are violating the laws of every fucking free sovereign country in this fucking, on this fucking planet. And they are goddamn sure. And fucking treasonous violation of the Bill of Rights are written, ratified, unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. Do you think they don't know that fucking law exists? Do you think they don't know that's the highest law in the land? You can't go higher than that. Do you think they don't know they can't amend it? So they're acting like they can write legislation locally that fucking nullifies fucking parts of the supreme law of this fucking land. No, you can't. For that, you fucking hang. That's treason. That's sedition. Open treason and sedition. Where were we? While in Washington, okay, Congress, which is set to pass $45 billion in new aid for Ukraine. Why? Can't somebody just fucking ask the question, fucking why? Bringing the total U.S. spending on that war to about $112 billion. What could that do for our people living under goddamn underpasses? People who can trace their lineage in this country back to before there was even a fucking country. Living with little kids in the fucking winter out in the fucking cold. Hungry. We got to give our money. I've got that Congress ain't a Congress. It's a communist committee that represents fucking Ukraine. And they all deserve to fucking go up the goddamn ladder and hang. They are treasonous to a fucking fault. The Ukraine leader addressed Congress virtually back in March and asked for the U.S. To impose a fly zone over Ukraine, which, yeah, go, you fucking see, they want you to see, oh shit, you know, they start shooting planes out of the air, it's sooner or later they're gonna shoot them nukes. They don't want to shoot them nukes. They want money, more money, more power. They just, all they want dead is us. They might use a fucking neutron bomb that won't destroy the property but will kill the people, or they might use a fucking, I don't know, a fucking biological weapon. Because they want the people dead, but they don't want the fucking real estate fucked up. They got plans for it, for themselves. You wait and you keep fucking pushing until this jungle breaks open. And when we get a hold of that goddamn nuclear arsenal, we'll show you what that son of a bitch is for. Ukraine, which would require the U.S. to shoot down Russian warplanes and bomb missiles. This is, oh goddamn, the people... I got to go down the stairs and lay down in the fetal position for a while. Since I'm so frightened. I'm so fucking scared. Do it. I fucking dare you. Do it. You let fucking topsy-turvy go loose around the goddamn world. That's fine with me. We know who we want. We know who did this to us. Rothschilds, you think you would survive it? I don't. And how wonderful would it be, you know, I hear in Chilliwack, I love it, you know, fucking hold the fucking trial right here in this little shithole fucking town. Convict that son of a bitch and take him down there. And he don't get a gallows. He gets winched up and gets to strangle to death while he shits all over himself. You scumbag pieces of shit. You work at fucking people. You got more guys. You see, this son of a bitch has got more wealth than we can even ever imagine. It's so much that they're bored. So the next thing they want to own people, and then they want to little kids, and it's okay. The Talmud says it's okay. Little kids, they're doing it right now. Right now, some little kid is being fucking tortured by some one of these fucking animals. And we sit here on our fucking asses polishing them guns. Zelensky arrives in D.C. preparing to tell Congress that the $45 billion in new aid is not enough, guys. He's going to tell this Congress that obviously, without question, if you look at it and fucking logic and goddamn physics dictates that that is a goddamn Ukrainian fucking representation, not a United States national's fucking goddamn representation. They're not representing the individual free sovereign nationals of this country. They are representing the fucking Ukraine and the fucking criminal cartel known as Biden. Tell me they fucking ain't. Is your life getting fucking better or worse? Are they sending all your shit? I mean, goddamn shit. I'm so fucking broke. I ain't got a dollar in my fucking wallet. I think I should go borrow a whole bunch of money. And just give it, find out who is, you know, just who's my worst enemy and fucking hand it over to him. Who in the fuck, what's Ukraine to us? I've asked it 100 times. Has anybody ever heard anybody? I mean, they'll tell you, Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. That bullshit, you know, Katie, she comes up and tells me that once in a while. What's Ukraine to us? What was it back when they took it the first time? Don't worry. Nothing. It was nothing to us. I don't owe Ukraine nothing. Do you owe Ukraine something for some fucking reason? Have they ever sent anything to the United States of America for the fucking American nationals? Fuck no. All he's ever done is take, and this has gone beyond it. This is definitely a fucking goddamn plot to fucking build a goddamn army as strong as fucking the Soviet Union. It might as well be the Soviet Union again. And then try, because, you know, this, no matter what they do, you come to the fucking America, you're dying. You motherfuckers come here, you took your conquest, you will be buried in this fucking ground. And we will be fucking standing on your fucking graves, pissing. Make no mistake about it, we will fucking become the most diabolical, savage motherfuckers you ever seen in your life. All right, let's see what this one says. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Galen for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Ukrainian President Zelensky arrived in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday afternoon. Zelensky is expected to speak to Congress on Wednesday night, because it's his fucking Congress. Congress belongs to the Ukraine, because it's a communist committee for the fucking Ukraine. It's not a Congress. There is no goddamn constitution. All we have for law is our Bill of Rights, and it's all we fucking need. Individual autonomy to fucking, and we are ordered to fucking enforce that fucking law. This fucking shit here, man, all these act. They like to do acts. Acts and policies are not law. And you goddamn well know it. But fucking people are, there was a stupid curve in this country about as big as the fucking circumference of this goddamn planet for sure. But it's sucking in. It's getting closer and closer and fucking, people are fucking waking up. You imagine fucking goddamn 7 billion people wanting to string your fucking ass up, Rothschilds? Because that's what you got, motherfucker. Washington, D.C. Zelensky is expected to speak to Congress on Wednesday night in Washington, D.C. According to the Associated Press, Zelensky is preparing to tell Congress that the $45 billion in new aid under consideration in the omnibus fucking rip-off fucking no! You can't spend no more money! I forbid it! I'm the American fucking goddamn sovereign, and by God, you know it! It's in your fucking court. You fucking know that I am the fucking boss and you are the fucking goddamn employee. No! He can't have it. And that every individual free sovereign in this country has the same goddamn power. No! You let him have it, you're committing treason against the rest of us, we'll fucking hang you. Omnibus bill making its way through Congress is not enough money. It's not enough, guys. He's going to come here and he's going to tell his Congress for the Ukrainian Congress here in the United States, which is a communist fucking committee. Now we want more over there, but boy, goddamn, how much money do they need? Because they're selling this shit on the black market and they're fucking, and just flat ass stealing the fucking money. They've admitted it. We know it's a crime family running shit in the goddamn Ukraine. We know it! And we just sit there and watch them steal. Well, I ain't paying the son of a bitch, I'll give you that much. I'm not responsible for your debt. I'm not a 14th Amendment fucking subject citizen. I'm a fucking individual free sovereign national, and you owe me the money, motherfucker. Omnibus spending bill making its way through Congress is not enough money. Zelensky will likely squeeze more money from the traitors. Listen to this. From the traitors in Congress. This is not fucking goddamn rocket science. If you can't see what's going on here, you're out of your fucking mind. This is a communist committee that's been sent here to tap our resources for their masters in fucking the Ukraine. That's who they represent. They do not represent you. They do not represent me. They do not represent any American national on this goddamn planet. They are fucking straight-up traitors. They are straight-up guilty of sedition and treason against the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. They are to be hung or shot. They have declared war on we the people. But God damn it, what do they have to do? For somebody... Okay, let's see what we're at there. Zelensky will squeeze more money out of his fucking communist committee that's got control over our shit, evidently. Somehow they got control over all of our fucking goddamn resources without taking a one of us to fucking court. Wonder where they got that jurisdictional authority, people. It's a fucking grasp for power that we have to fucking cut the hands off. Where they grasp for the power, we need to take a machete and cut their fucking hands off. You can't have it. The power is clearly fucking delegated in this country, and it's delegated through that fucking Bill of Rights, and it is we the people who are the jurisdictional authority here, you motherfuckers. And we have the right to kill every goddamn one of you if you step out of line with what we tell you to do. You step out of line and violate the laws we put in place, we got the right to kill you. Because that's treason, that's sedition, you son of a bitches. Okay, nobody's outside, listen, providing assistance to Ukraine to defeat the Russians is the number one priority, this is Mitch McConnell, for the United States right now, according to most Republicans. That's how we see the challenges confronting the country at the moment, McConnell said. Nobody outside of D.C. supports sending money to the Ukraine. Nobody outside D.C. supports sending money to the Ukraine. So who are they representing there in that fucking communist citadel? That communist occupied citadel? Who, if this is saying that nobody, and you son of a bitches that are in there supposed to be representing your state, don't tell me that you aren't fucking a part of this fucking goddamn treason. Your neck's going to get fucking stretched, motherfucker, because this right here just said nobody outside of D.C. D.C.'s a fucking little piss hole in the snow compared to the rest of this fucking country. So nobody outside D.C. fucking supports it, but everybody in D.C. does. Well, everybody in D.C. came from one of these goddamn fucking states, didn't they? If you're fucking state representative, well, he ain't your state representative. That's coming to the difficulty to talk part. Because you don't have none. If one of these fucking traitors, you know who he is, and he's up there acting like he has the authority to give what's yours away without taking it first from you through a fucking the procedural due process you are guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, the highest law in this fucking land, kill that son of a bitch. He's a fucking enemy fucking combatant. Plain and simple. Proven enemy combatant. Speaker Pelosi called Zelensky a hero. God, that should be enough right there for you, shouldn't it? I'll call you something too, Pelosi. You're fucking zero. In fact, on a scale of 1 from 10, you have to go minus 5,000 or something for the wretched fucking old hag. I don't know how in the fuck she's still alive. You wrinkled up old fucking dead-headed scumbag. All of them are fucking babbling around up there, and they're just babbling around while these fucking Obama and crew are fucking running the shit fucking from from outside the goddamn government, sending their fucking people in to tell them what to fucking do. And he's running this fucking country, that goddamn Obama. Did you elect him? No. Nobody. He was never actually elected. He had a gun. Nobody elected in this, just like a fucking Hubert said that time. There's never been an honest election. I don't believe there has. I'll guarantee goddamn to you there has been one or more fucking goddamn fucking frauds in every fucking election ever held in this goddamn country. And that's a fact. I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
morning on the wrong side of the bed, and how I got to thinking about all those things you said about ordinary people and how to make the city. And if calling names kicks back on you, then I hope this does the trick. I'm sick of your complaining about how it feels, and I'm sick of all your bitching about your pills and your pills, and I'm just thinking of you, huh?
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliqua, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Aerosmith, Eat the Fucking Rich. Think we won't do it? We'll see. You know, people ate each other during the Great Depression. People don't understand how fucking fast things can go south here. Real fucking fast. Anyway, Speaker Pelosi called Zelensky a hero on Wednesday. Well, it probably is your hero, you two-bit communist slut. I wouldn't even call you a slut. What fucking dog wouldn't touch you? You fucking piece of shit. You no-minded piece of shit. What would you do if you were tossed out into the real world? Be like, okay, what would you do? People just kill you right on the fucking spot. So many people hate your fucking guts. Who are you gonna fucking investigate? The world? You two-bit fucking whore? And you don't have no goddamn, amnesty. You don't have no, fucking, what the hell did she call it? Oh, he was acting, not amnesty, but sovereignty. You don't have no individual sovereignty, bitch. Everything you did was in the fucking Admiralty. And in the Admiralty, you're part of the Army, and they can put your fucking ass up against it. It'd probably fucking take a lot of shots to fucking hit her body. It's so probably shrunk up in there like a goddamn, ooh, what a horrid creature. Let's see what we got left here. Banks might start closing accounts of customers who buy too many guns or too much ammo. Oh, really? How about these asbestos banks? How about they try fucking with us like this? We burn their fucking banks down, you cocksuckers. You fucking are in our country, you son of a bitches. You don't tell us how to live. You don't tell us what to do. We are free and at liberty to do anything we want as long as we're not violating another fucking individual free sovereign's rights. And our fucking law enforces it. Fuck you, banks. Get the fuck out of it. No, you don't get to leave with, you don't get to leave with the goodies. You're returning everything you fucking stolen before you go in there. Your fucking CEOs are going to fucking meet the goddamn fucking hangman. You are treasonous, you are seditious, and it's easily proven in a common law court that you motherfuckers have removed for this very reason. So that we have to go all the way. There is not going to be no fucking arguing about this. It's fucking kill them or they kill us, people. You better get that through your head. Anyways, this is from Daily Caller, was sent in by Shalom for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Okay, for more than half a century, Uncle Sam, and I always wonder about Uncle Sam, which, you remember that from the time you were a little kid. Fuck you, Uncle Sam. You're nobody. That government is a fucking, it's a mist. It has no fucking goddamn foundation. It has no goddamn, it has no fucking nothing. It's built on a constitution. It's a fucking fraud. So Uncle Sam is Uncle fucking Fraud. Is what his fucking name is. And he can, and tell you what, we'll get old Uncle Fraud too and we'll hang his fucking ass. Giving banks the legal tools to snoop into otherwise it's private, but the U.S. Uncle Sam, he just went ahead and said, you fuck their privacy, just like with the Patriot Act. Well, you committed some fucking serious motherfucking goddamn acts of sedition and treason there when you did that, didn't you? Does that fucking Bill of Rights tell you what you must do before you can look at any of my goddamn papers that are securely in my fucking possession, motherfucker? Or any of my information? Or spy on me? You goddamn right it does, and you're in violation of those laws, and that's the highest law in this land. That gets you a fucking rope, or it gets you put up against the fucking wall, and you've done it. There ain't no fucking saying, well, it didn't happen. It happened. You've done this shit. They have done this shit, and they've earned the fucking bullet. Thanks to a recent move by the international organization. I think I said all that. Okay. For standardization, ISO, headquarters in Switzerland, U.S. banks are starting to build databases on their customers. You don't build databases on us. We'll fucking take you out and hang your fucking ass and cut your fucking body up and throw it to the dogs, you son of a bitches. Where do you think you get the fucking authority to do that? I want to see your authority, son of a bitch. That's what an American's supposed to say. And if they can't show that fucking authority, you fucking shut them down. They can't have that authority. The written ratified by the people fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791 doesn't allow it. It forbids it. That's the people's voice. That's the people's fucking jurisdiction. And we are many and we are heavily fucking armed, you cocksuckers. But you do not have no jurisdictional authority to do shit. You can write it down with your pink fucking crayon. We don't give a fuck what your pink crayon says. It is exactly the reverse of what our fucking written law says. That means you're fucking trying to fucking, you're breaking the law and trying to act like you have the authority to do it, you motherfucker. And you don't. Especially you slimy fucking banksters. Internet, headquartered in Switzerland, that's another place that needs a goddamn bomb. U.S. banks are starting to build databases on their customers' purchases of firearms and ammunition. You do this? I tell you what, people, they do this and you don't find out who they are and go after them personally, you fucking deserve it. You fucking deserve it. If they, you know, if fucking something bad happened, fuck them. You've declared war on an enemy soldier. If you don't kill these motherfuckers, you deserve what you get. Plain and fucking simple. And of course, they are already and quite willing to share that information with federal law enforcement. And there is no federal law enforcement. You never had any goddamn consent for it. It couldn't exist. And it sure as hell can't exist in the common law where the fucking goddamn individual free sovereign national lives under an autonomy. That means self-fucking rule, prick. I mean, the way they built this federal government, you're watching them, right? You're watching them build this goddamn international government up the same fucking way, aren't you? Well, this just came out a dictate from the international fucking corporate. Well, they call it the international the New World Order, fucking command structure. You have to turn in all your fucking guns. I know your Bill of Rights tells you they can't touch your guns, but I'm sorry, this is the higher authority. No, it ain't. The highest authority is the bullet. Plain and fucking simple. You can say any goddamn thing you want. The fucking kill is the highest authority. If I'm willing to kill enough of you motherfuckers, I can be left alone. But I gotta be willing to sacrifice my life to fucking, kill people and be killed. And killing is very distasteful. It's the worst in man, let's say that. But goddamn, sometimes the worst in man has to come out or else the fucking worst in man it'll consume you. Like the 200 million fucking killed in the 20th century by fucking governments. We need to get rid of all fucking governments, man. I'm telling you right now. Everybody needs to go to the Bill of Rights. You have a way to settle any differences. We have any problems with anybody else. We can sit down and we'll have a national referendum. If the national referendum says fucking nuke them, we'll nuke them. I'll tell you, that would scare the hell. Just get all these rich fuckers and kill them. There's been the fucking problem since day one. I mean, how many decent, fucking smart, intelligent fucking men have been killed in the name of they don't know what? It wasn't for freedom and liberty when we got to protect our country's freedom and liberty by going 3,000 miles across the fucking ocean and getting in somebody else's war. Really? The people back then, they didn't fall for that shit. In fact, Roosevelt ran on his second term, "I will not send our boys to foreign shores to die." Sound like old fucking cocksucker Clinton. But that was his campaign fucking promise, that he would not send American soldiers to Europe to fucking fight somebody else's war. He swore it. Just like Clinton said that he would, if I'm elected, I will not sign NAFTA. As soon as he was elected, signed that fucker. As soon as Roosevelt was elected, man, they set up a false flag, and all it took is a false flag. In fact, when the sinking of that ship, fucking that ship was loaded down with goddamn arsenal, just like the shit they're hauling over there to goddamn Ukraine right now. Every one of those every transport they're using is an enemy vessel of the Soviet Union or the Russians, if there is a fucking war. If any of this is true, that is the amazing part of it, that you could sit here and, man, I mean, absolutely, you know, they've handed the goddamn internet over to the fucking Chinese. Half of it's fucking gone already. And then they're letting the Chinese run it, and then they talk about, you know, these terrible fucking Chinese. We got to send billions to Taiwan, to the fascists there, so that the fascists can fucking defend themselves against the communists in fucking China. You think about it, like during World War II. We were fighting with the fucking communists in fucking Europe and in fucking goddamn China to beat the goddamn fascists back. Now we're fighting for the fascists to beat the fucking communists back. I mean, you talk about 1984 come to life, man. It came to life a long fucking time before 1984. And if you've ever read the book, man, you'd see the fucking, the coalition, you know, we're at war with South Asia. We've always been at war with South Asia. We've never, been friends with, North Asia. We're at war with North, next week, fucking comes up, we're at war with North Asia. We've always been at war with North, and people, duh. This is how dumb, this is what they want to change your DNA till you will accept something that fucking outrageously stupid. That you know better. And you'll just go, I'll go do my work and wear, just like wearing the same fucking, gray overalls, same look on your face. And they'll tell you, but you're not going to go out and have a girlfriend, and you're not going to have a relationship, and you're not going to make a fucking family. The fucking Communist Party is what is fucking, is all that counts. And all you dickheads in this goddamn country that fell for this fucking shit, Chuck Smith, you piece of shit. All of you that fell for this fucking shit, that iron hand's gonna come down on you like a goddamn worth of God. You think you got your fucking, you think because you're fucking in with the Masons that you fucking can, that you're gonna be one of the chosen. You're gonna be chosen by us to fucking hang, buddy. Excuse me. At any rate, we're ammo, yes, okay. The invasion of privacy began in earnest with enactment of the Bank Security Act of 1970. You can't just see all these, everything is an act. That doesn't, you cannot make law with an act, you motherfuckers, and you know it. If there was a way to make law, it would have to be through ratification of the states. And you can't, they can't even make, they couldn't even make a law today or fucking change the law. They couldn't amend the constitution that doesn't exist. They're a corporation. The process isn't there. This is what they wanted. They wanted us in complete fucking confusion, but we're not confused. I read an article the other day talking about, but there's a third element out there. People, fucking getting violent over fucking rights. And fucking goddamn, being told what to do. Lock us down again, you son of a bitch. Do it. I mean, quit fucking talking. I mean, goddamn, if talking's all it took you to rule the world fucking 200 years, 1,000 years ago, and you'd still be ruling it. But man, at some point in the game, people get sick of your fucking shit. They get sick of fucking goddamn doing your work for you. And handing their goddamn product of their fucking labor over to you scumbag fucking parasitic pieces of shit. And then that's when you get your goddamn uprisings. And that's what you're fixing to get is an uprising to enforce the fucking written, ratified law of December 15, 1791. Unalienable law. That way you can't, they can't try, that's why they won't try to attack it. That's why you never see it on the television. They can't attack it. It's written in fact and it can't be changed. They know it. They had a big argument about it with what they were doing the Heller case. If that comma just wasn't there, yeah, if that comma wasn't there, but those motherfuckers knew how to write, didn't they? And that comma is there. So that means absolutely you cannot fucking deny or disparage the fucking second article to anyone. It is absolute. Shall not be infringed, fucking period. And it says it, and it's always said it, and it's always going to say it, and we're going to fucking enforce it. How dare you, you fucking cocksuckers, think you can take a pink crayon and maybe just rub over the goddamn that last comma, and then say, well, it's only for the militia, and the militia's the cops, and they're us, see, and the rest of you people are goyim. And you think so? I want to see my people fucking make me fucking proud to be an American again. I want to see my people fucking crush these son of a bitches. There's nothing. That's what the insanity of it is. It's just courage. Somewhere down the line, the American fucking men, especially, lost their goddamn courage. I watched back when they, you know, like in the 30s and the 20s when they were having the depressions, and I see they all look like fucking beggars. I mean, goddamn lines of them fucking three blocks long, four blocks long going around the corner. And they just walk up and just take their little bit of soup out of the soup line and say, fuck you. I'd go down and if I had that many dudes that were, I'd say, fuck you. I mean, fuck these cocksuckers. They did this to you. It's just like they brought this goddamn scourge into our country, and now it's our fucking problem. You want it to be my fucking problem? Because I know how to solve this fucking problem. They should have been, people should have went to goddamn New York, went down to Wall Street and killed every motherfucker on Wall Street. I bet you when they started killing them, they'd been just like when they, the Germans came to the, I think they came to the, State House. It was before the burning of the Reichstag, but the Mark had reached such a point that it was so fucking worth, the people were getting ready to, they were going to come in and kill them. They were going to come in and kill the goddamn communists that were fucking doing it. This is before Hitler. So all of a sudden, that mark that was, I can't remember what the value of it was, but it was pretty much worthless. It had value again. Just one guy walked out and said, it has this much value now. And everybody fucking got there and then they had money again. And then they let it go. But I mean, that one person is deciding the value of it. That's why all this money is bullshit. That's why we were guaranteed gold and silver, minted gold and silver, and no debt attached to it. We would all be so fucking happy, man, I can see it in close my eyes. You wouldn't find nobody fucking in a bad mood in this whole fucking country. And there wouldn't be no agonists on against one another. Because we'd all have a plenty. You wouldn't be able to ag us on and say, well, this guy caused you to lose all that money. It wasn't those 10 zillion fucking goddamn Mexicans I brought in here. That ain't what happened to you. What happened is this group over here, they caused this group of Americans. You should hate them. No, all Americans should join under the fucking Bill of Rights, which belongs to each and every fucking one of us, equally. And we should fucking enforce that law, crush these motherfuckers, and live happily ever after we take our goddamn wealth back. Because you're giving it back, Rothschilds. We'll squeeze it out of you. I don't care if you think you're a turnip. We'll still squeeze it out of your ass, buddy. You're going to give it back. And you're going to fucking hang on top of it, you son of a bitch. You and your buddy Chuck, all you motherfuckers are going down. No more monarchies. Why in the hell why have monarchies been this far into the future? Why are monarchies fucking still fucking existing? Some people, I watch these cocksuckers like when Harry and fucking whatever her fucking name is. Oh, they're going to have a baby. Oh, and they have a whole section every day about a baby. Fuck you. You fucking British piece of shit. One of your fucking relatives a long time ago probably killed one of my relatives. Hey, you're my fucking enemy, you son of a bitch. You want what I have, don't you? Don't say you don't. It's like they're stealing over there in the Ukraine right now. They're taking what belongs to us, people. And they're bringing the arsenal in this country down. They're trying to make us weak so the Chinese can come over here. Imagine having to kowtow a man my size. Fuck off. Bullshit. I'll fight to the fucking death. I'll kill so many goddamn fucking invading motherfucking Chinese that the counter will quit working. I have a blister on my finger from pulling the trigger. You little four foot nothing motherfuckers will never fucking rule me. I may be dead, but my people will fight on until you are crushed. You will be crushed because first place, Chinese, what you're dependent on, the sorriest motherfucking fighters ever existed. I don't know, Sansu, I've read it, and it makes sense to me, it's just strategy, but these motherfuckers ain't whipped nobody. Everybody, they had the fucking fascists, they had to fucking put chains around the feet of their people and point guns at them just like over there in Stalingrad and make them charge into the fucking fascist lines and get just fucking mowed down. It's too stupid to even, what's that I want to say? Articulate what happened to them. And then we had to go, yeah, they did put chains on our feet. Don't you, you're fighting for somebody who puts chains on your feet and puts a gun at the back of your head and says, fight for us. I don't think there's no us to it. Anyway, I've had enough of this garbage. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Till then, all we can do is look at all of this irrelevant shit, because it's all irrelevant until we start taking this country back, until we start enforcing that goddamn absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It's all fucking irrelevant, because if we fucking enforce that fucking law, it all goes away. And you get to hang everybody that's been fucking you all these fucking years. That's left alive. And I know, talk about corruption of blood. Fucking you find me where the fucking blood ain't corrupted as soon as it fucking drops out of those magic twats that it does. That's the word from the trenches.